Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Dan Graziano and Jeremy Fowler at ESPN do a weekly column where they talk about news updates, predictions, and questions, and they did a true or false on the Patriots, and it reads as follows. True or false, the Patriots are making the right call in pivoting to Drake May.
Fowler. True!
Fowler says false.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Stick to the plan. New England has long wanted May, the number three overall pick, to get something close to a redshirt year. The offensive line is only getting worse. Not true.
Did you see that redshirt year? He's advocating for redshirt years among quarterbacks.
Yeah, and you just called him an idiot, so that's interesting. This feels like an inflection point. Play May now and deal with the growing pains, or protect him and make the 2025 starter from the first day of the offseason. We've seen this show too many times. The rookie QB thrust into action in the name of teams trying to see what they have. How'd that work for Bryce Young? The Patriots are not one player away. I agree that they're not one player away from competing. I don't think this is about them competing. This is about their quarterback going out there and elevating a little bit and getting them out of the basement, which in some ways you could say is counterintuitive to what they want to do. They want a good draft pick. They want to be able to pick high and bring in a blue chip tackle or a wide receiver, whatever it is that they go for in the draft here. But I agree, they're not one player away, but they are unwatchable when the other guy's out there quarterbacking, and you don't want an unwatchable product, even if it means you're going to be picking seventh instead of first overall in the upcoming draft. Graziano says, I've changed my mind on this, and I'm going to go with true. I get the idea of not wanting to play May too soon in a bad situation for fear that compounding negativity affects his development, but the current condition of this offense under Brissett makes me feel like, at least at the beginning, the effect on the Patriots in May would be a net positive, which is what you were saying, Andy. May showed in the preseason he has a special ability as a thrower and can make plays with his legs to an extent Brissett cannot. If you're a player in New England staring at 12 or more games of this level of futility, you've probably been hoping something drastic would happen to inject some life into the place. I like it. And this goes to the locker room and a great point that you made last week, I want to say, about how you can't keep going into that locker room and telling these guys that you got to give your all and you got to give us everything you got. And by the way, we're not going to put the quarterback out there. It gives you the best chance to win, and you all know he's better, and it just doesn't matter because we have this special plan, and sorry it's going to screw with a year of all your careers, which in the NFL could be someone's entire career.
Yep.
And sorry about that. You're just going to have to suck it up and deal with it, and that's the way it is. You can't function as a team like that. You just can't.
Right. And there are guys, you sort of say 1 year, but Tyquan Thornton's in like a make or break point in his career.
Yeah.
Right? And a couple plays could change his trajectory. A couple deep balls could change the way he's viewed here.
Absolutely.
Or the opportunities he gets somewhere else. Kayshon Booty. Like some of these receivers that are like, they're tweener. Are they really league receivers? So I think that is an important part of this. The one thing I dislike about Fowler, for example, like this whole argument all along has been cherry picking of information. Like, how'd that work out for Bryce Young?
Right.
And okay, so how'd it work out for Jaden Daniels? Or how'd it work out for Joe Burrow?
CJ Stroud, yeah.
Or, like,
a lot of guys.
I can find counterexamples where it worked out just fine and it turned the franchise around and a year or two later, whatever. I mean, so that annoys me, that cherry picking. The right guy, I believe every team in the NFL, I don't care how bad you are, is one player away. Because a special quarterback changes everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Fair.
And so
I do think that there's something. I don't think it's unfair or disingenuous, though, to say that this team is so bad that even a good quarterback would have a hard time winning with them. Like, I thought that about the team last year. I thought even if you brought a good quarterback in here, you know, someone much better than Mac Jones, this offense is just dysfunctional. These receivers all stink. The line's a sieve. Like, you got all these problems.
What would this team be with Josh Allen, the quarterback?
I mean,
or a guy like Justin Herbert?
Better. I think this team would be better.
And last year's would have definitely been better.
Yeah.
They won four games last year. They probably won 8 or 9 with Josh Allen. Like they're eight or nine.
Yeah. I mean, there
he's
was a
good.
Bunch
I
of,
mean, those low scoring.
They won
games.
A bunch of lost the games 10-7, 6
right.
nothing, 10-6. Like, yeah, probably.
You're gonna tell me Superman like Josh Allen can't sway one of those? So that's what I mean. I'm not saying you go from 4 wins to you're the Chiefs and annually you're winning every.
Right.
But you go from 4 wins, bottom of the league, to mid portion to upper middle class in the league. And now if you add in those other things, that's what pushes you up into the upper class. But I really believe that every team in the NFL is one player away, and that special quarterback changes everything. Because I think it's not just what I talked about earlier, the belief and all the, like, the locker room and the camaraderie and the not having factions and fractures. And I think the quarterback, it's what I've told you, like, when you look at what Jaden Daniels is doing, and I'm not talking about on the field, I'm talking about literally, like, look at the way he carries himself. You're like, that guy's a franchise quarterback, huh?
Yeah.
Like, there's just a certain aura about him that has changed everything with Washington. And I know it obviously has to be connected to the winning and the on-the-field success and all that. Like, Washington is now, power rankings have them in, like, the top, whatever,
top
6.
Top 10, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, Washington? Didn't they just pick number 2 overall?
Sure did.
Didn't they just get sold because their owner was a creep? And didn't they just get a new coach?
And aren't they in a division with two, like, powerhouse teams right now? Like, yeah, there's a lot of didn't they's there when it comes to that
team.
Like,
their coach no one even likes.
Right.
Dan Quinn, they're like, they're going to hire that guy?
Yeah, defensive-minded guy. Not some big offensive genius young player. You know, like, this is similar in a lot of ways to some of these other teams where it completely went south and they didn't have the right guy. And it's just, you know, in this case, it seems to be working. Although, it's still very early in the season. We'll see what Washington ends up being. But right now, they're throwing parties down there, and they should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.